November 14, 1929, how the rites of creation are just and holy. Example of the sun, and how one who lives in the divine will is the true sun. I am always in my dear inheritance of the divine fiat. The deeper I remain in it, the more I feel like loving it. The more I move within it, the more it unveils itself, the more it makes itself known, and says to me, live always in your precious inheritance, which was given to you with so much love. It is yours, it will always be yours, inseparable from you. Nor will I ever permit that my little daughter not feel the heartbeat of my light, the breath of my balsamic air, the life of my divine will. But while my little mind was wandering within the divine volition, my lovable Jesus, coming out from within that same light of the divine fiat, told me, my daughter, because the sun possesses the strength of a unity of its light, given to it by its creator, its light is not subject to separating, and not even to dispersing one little drop of its light. Therefore, by virtue of this one strength of light which the sun possesses, there is nothing it touches and invests to which it does not give its precious effects. The sun seems to play with the earth. It gives its kiss of light to each creature, to each plant. It embraces everything with its heat, it seems to blow and communicate colors, sweetness, flavors. And while it abounds so much in giving its effects, it is also jealous in not giving up to anyone even just one drop of the so much light it possesses. And why this? Because it wants to maintain the rights of its creation and disperse nothing of what God gave it. Oh, if the sun dispersed its light, it would end up happening, little by little, that it would no longer be sun. The first rites of how all things were created, including man, are sacred, are holy and just. And, with justice, all should stick to the first act, as they were created. Only man was unable to maintain for himself the great honor of the way he was created by God. But this cost him so much, and therefore all evil swooped down upon him. Now, my daughter, one who lives in my divine will possesses the rights of her creation, and therefore, more than sun, she lives in the unity of her creator. She is the reproducer of the effects of the divine unity. In this unity she gathers everything, embraces everyone, warms everyone, and with the breath of the divine unity she produces in the hearts of creatures all the effects which are present in the kingdom of grace. But while, more than sun, she plays in touching everything, with her touches she gives sanctity, virtue, love, divine sweetness. She would want to enclose everyone in the unity of her creator. But while she wants to give everything, jealous, she preserves for herself the rights of her creation, that is, the will of her creator as her first act and the origin of her creation. And she says to all, I cannot descend from within the divine fiat, nor do I want to lose even one drop of it, I would lose my rights, which I do not want to do. Rather, come up, all of you, and one will be the will of all. In this way we will live common life. But for as long as you remain at the low level of the human will, like sun, I will give you the effects of the divine will. However, its life will be always mine, praying and waiting for all of you in the will of our Creator. One who lives in my will is the true sun, which is such that apparently one sees nothing but light and feels nothing but heat, but how many goods are there not inside that light and heat? How many effects? The life and the goods of the earth are enclosed inside that light and heat. In the same way, with one who lives in my divine fiat, apparently one sees a creature, but inside there is a divine will that sustains everything, heaven and earth, and does not want to keep inactive the one who possesses such a great good.